Pam Bondi warns California will lose federal funding unless sanctuary policies are ended. By Elizabeth Weibel on August 14, 2025. Attorney General Pam Bondi warned that California will lose federal funding unless Governor Gavin Newsom, DCA, ends the state's sanctuary city policies. Bondi revealed in a post on X that the Department of Justice, DOJ, had delivered demand letters to sanctuary cities, counties, and states throughout the nation as part of an effort to eradicate sanctuary policies from California. In her post, Bondi included a letter addressed to Newsom. Watch, Gavin Newsom announces Democrat retaliation for Texas redistricting. In the letter to Newsom, Bondi explained that President Donald Trump had directed Bondi, in coordination with Department of Homeland Security, DHS, Secretary Kristi Noem to identify sanctuary jurisdictions and notify them of their unlawful sanctuary status and potential violations of federal law. The United States has a long history of cooperation with state and local law enforcement agencies, including for immigration enforcement, Bondi said. Such cooperation is vital to enforce federal law and protect national security. Recognizing that need, Congress has codified the duty of states and local governments to cooperate in immigration enforcement efforts. Bondi continued. Under President Trump's leadership, full cooperation by state and local governments in immigration enforcement efforts is a top priority. To ensure such cooperation, the President has directed the Attorney General of the United States, in coordination with the Secretary of Homeland Security, to identify sanctuary jurisdictions and notify them of their unlawful sanctuary status and potential violations of federal law. Bondi continued to point out that President Trump had directed federal agencies to identify and evaluate their statutory authority to issue grants, contracts, and federal funds, to determine where immigration-related terms and conditions may be added to combat sanctuary policies that violate federal immigration law. As contemplated by the executive order, designation as a sanctuary jurisdiction may result in additional consequences and further agency actions as permitted by law, Bondi added. As the Chief Law Enforcement Officer of the United States, I am committed to identifying state and local laws, policies, and practices that facilitate violations of federal immigration laws or impede lawful federal immigration operations, and taking legal action to challenge such laws, policies, or practices, Bondi continued. At the beginning of August, the DOJ published a list of more than 30 sanctuary cities, states, and counties that were identified as sanctuary jurisdictions. Among the list of sanctuary states were California, Colorado, Connecticut, Delaware, Nevada, New York, and Rhode Island, along with Washington, D.C. Sanctuary counties on the list included Baltimore County, Maryland, San Diego County, California, and San Francisco County, California. Watch, Pam Bondi unleashes on Democrat with murders left and right in your state. Sanctuary cities on the list included Berkeley, California, Los Angeles, California, Chicago, Illinois, Denver, Colorado, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, Seattle, Washington, Jersey City, New Jersey, and New Orleans, Louisiana. Trump signed an executive order in April titled Protecting American Communities from Criminal Aliens. Under the executive order, Bondi and Noem were directed to publish a list of states and local jurisdictions that obstruct the enforcement of federal immigration laws. With respect to sanctuary jurisdictions that are designated under Section 2A of this order, the head of each executive department or agency, in coordination with the director of the Office of Management and Budget and as permitted by law, shall identify appropriate federal funds to sanctuary jurisdictions, including grants and contracts, for suspension or termination, as appropriate, the executive order adds.